I love all Asian people, man. Yeah, yeah. All Asian people are the best. But why are all old Asian people always stretching in the park? Like, it doesn't matter which city and which park you go to. You wake up 6:30 in the morning. You see about 250 old Asian people all doing this shit at the same time. For like 3 hours. Like, what the fuck are they doing? And my dad was trying to explain to me. He's like, oh, they're warming up to do Tai Chi. I'm like, for how long? And ironically, Tai Chi is a warm-up in itself. So they're warming up to warm up for nothing. And I think to a lot of Americans, like, people think that Tai Chi is some like exotic Chinese secret, some oriental art. No, Tai Chi is just exercise for people who are too old to exercise. Let's not exoticize these things, you know? It's actually super simple to do Tai Chi. I went to the park, watched those old people for like an hour, and I learned how to do Tai Chi. Very simple. All you gotta do is two things. All you gotta do to do Tai Chi is pretend you're wiping down a window and getting a blowjob at the same time. You guys seem skeptical. Allow me to demonstrate. Very simple. All you gotta do, you get in your little stance, right? Okay? And then you wipe down a window, and now you get a blowjob. And then you lift her head up because you're a gentleman, you know? That's Tai Chi. Hey, thank you. Let's not exoticize these Asian things. They're just old people reminiscing about the days when they got sucked off. That's it. You gotta take advantages of all these like Asian stereotypes. You know, if people's gonna exoticize us, that's fine. Whenever somebody asks me to do something I don't wanna do, I just make up a fake Chinese holiday now. It's like, hey Jimmy, can you help me move next Monday? I'm like, Monday? That's the Dragon Boat Lai Chi Boba Festival, dog. I can't just help you move. My grandfather died for that shit, you understand? And if people's gonna assume that I don't speak English, that's fine. That's what I do now when I get pulled over by the cops. I just pretend I don't speak English. Haven't gotten a ticket in 5 years. Last time I got pulled over, the cop was knocking on my window. He's like, sir, you do understand you can't make a right turn here. It says right there in the sign, you can't make a right turn. So I just looked up at him. I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm sorry, but the English is not very good, so I cannot read the sign. And he was really confused. He just looked back down at me. He was like, sir, the sign is not in English. It's a diagram, so I don't understand how that's a language barrier. So I just looked up at him. I was like, oh, I don't know. But do you know today is the Dragon Ball Lai Chi?
I got an iPhone 6. I was thinking about an 8 or 10, but I'm only qualified for a 2. I swear to you, when they put out a new phone, they sabotage whatever you have.
Hey, this is gonna slow up right now. Welcome to the winding slow river of internet.
Hey, my phone just went out in the middle of a conversation.
Reboot it.
You know? I have a phone friend. You know, the Obi phone Kenobi? The guy who can fix your phone for you. I'll be phone! You know, you have to do that face from Oliver. Sir? Some help, sir. Some help, Obi phone. Kenobi. Please help, sir. If it's not too much to ask. Hello, Governor! And then they take it and they turn into like Darth Vader. Oh, God. I'm going to kill you, Louis. What? Look at it.
Look at it!
And you have to act serious because they're not going to fix your phone unless you do. What is it? Get this. Look, what did I do? What did I do? Huh? I got a real good dumb face. What was it? You think this is funny, Louis? No. Yeah.
You got every damn thing open on here.
Do I? Everything's open? I didn't know I had to close up Amazon Prime when I left. I didn't know things were open the first time this happened. Everything's open, Louis. So sorry. Then they shame you.
You got this open? You got
big underwear.
What? You got this open?
Dairy Queen finder. Really, Louis? I love a dilly bar.
You got that open, that's open.
Weight Watchers. Really, Louis?
When's the last time you backed this up? What?
Do you even know how to back it up, Louis? As long as they fix your phone, that's all you care.
I was gonna get the 10, then I went down to the 8, and I go, I'm keeping my 6. Wait until the 20 comes out. I'm waiting for the phone where you hit the thing on Yelp and a burger comes through it. Thank you, Yelp. 5 stars.
Remember black and white TVs? Who remembers those? Black and white? Antennas. No remote. Remember what remote was for a lot of us? The youngest one in the family. Plus, I was the only boy. Just put a chair in front of the TV, had my hand on the knob. What's next? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And that other knob, the UHF, where you surround the channel like a safe cracker. Hold still. 18, you don't have a clue what I'm talking about. She's looking at me. UHF? What's oof? And how about the knob? It always got stripped off. And every family had to have what? The needle nose pliers. They should just sold the TV with the pliers. There you go. You'll need these in 6 weeks. You only had one chance. It was like an art to him. Remember, you got it. I got it. And if you missed a channel, you couldn't relock it all the way back around. Damn it. That's right, 18. That's how we rolled. Things have changed with technology. I remember when going to your room was a punishment. Now it's go to your room, son. All right, download porn. Every kid has a cell phone. Our cell phone was 2 cans and a string. Remember that device? Hey, can you hear me? Yeah, you're 3 feet away. That string's got good reception. How about the day you finally figured it out? I think I hear you better like this. Let's cut the can out of the communication. Oh, my God. My wife, she raises them all healthy, you know, organic fruit juice smoothies. What we grew up with? Tang. There was 1 flavor, 2 tablespoons. It's what our astronauts drank. And we knew all the astronauts. Can you name an astronaut, 18? Don't even try. We had a guy one night, he was 19. I said, name an astronaut. He looks at me, he goes, Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear. I can't make that up. Somebody else yelled, Louis Armstrong. Louis. I'm walking on the moon. On the moon. That Sea of Tranquility. Much has changed. Now they have aromatherapy. Yeah, what do we have? Vicks VapoRub. Our parents all use it. Rub it on your chest. I'm good, I'm clear. That was strong. That could cut through leprosy. The problem is you stunk for a month. You couldn't play hide and go seek. Ready or not, here I come. He's in a hamper. Come on out of there, Vapo boy. So much safer with the kids now. Now they all have their own seat in the SUV. Yeah, we were thrown in the back of an El Camino, holding on to the spare tire. The safest we got was something called a Woody Wagon. Yeah, real safe, five of you facing backwards with no seat belts. And mom didn't care, she'd gun it, you end up in the window. Ah! Stuck in a traffic jam. You're waving the guy behind you, make faces. Hey, buddy. Oh, oh. Look, I'm an escalator. Your whole goal is trying to get an adult to give you the finger. Shut up, kid. Yeah! Mommy, he gave me the finger! Our mom smoked back then. Roll up the window, it's cold in here.